ました。
Soy Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a este Blues en las Ondas especial David Crosby, segunda parte. Y es que durante la siguiente hora descubriremos la vida de este artista que definió los años 70. Por eso, tras su salida de The Byrds en el 68, David Crosby conoce a Stephen Stills y empiezan a tocar. Graham Nash se une formando Crosby, Stills and Nash. En el 69 actúan por segunda vez en vivo en Woodstock, como relataron en la anterior canción pacifista. Y en el 69 graban este clásico Almost Cut My Hair, todo un himno a la rebeldía.
Almost cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it wasn't in my way. Yeah.
myself together. I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather. Ground.
finales del 69, Neil Young se une formando Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. En el 70 lanza Deja Vu, vendiendo más de 7 millones de copias y llegando al número 1 en Estados Unidos, Australia, Canadá y Holanda. En esa mágica Deja Vu ya se deja ver la futura colaboración entre Crosby y Nash, pero en esta Teach Your Children te acercan un country revolucionario.
Who are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
En el 71, David Crosby lanza su primer disco en solitario, llegando al número 12 con If I Could Only Remember My Name, que incluye esta increíble Music is Love. Pero sigue grabando con Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Y en el 74 lanzan el álbum recopilatorio So Far, que incluye esta justa Ohio, donde critican la paliza y matanza de estudiantes pacifistas a manos de la Guardia Nacional del sátrapa de Nixon en Ohio. Estado que, por cierto, censuró la canción en sus radios. Y aún así, en 2009, Ohio fue incluida en el Grammy Hall of Fame.
Say out. Yeah, you gotta make the stuff work out. I dare you to scream it right out loud. That's what it's all about. And there's nothing standing in your way. Telling you all you got to be on your way. I used to keep on trying from day to day, keep from dying and fading away. Seems like a strange thing for me to say, but I'm so tired of looking back the other way.
Las peleas internas debidas a las drogas hacen que Crosby, Stills, Nash y Young se separen temporalmente a finales del 70. A partir de entonces, David Crosby y Graham Nash crean Crosby & Nash y graban en el 72 llegando al número 4, cosa que repiten en el 76 ganando un disco de oro con Wind on the Water, que incluye esta trabajada Love Workout, y 2 años después consiguen otro disco de oro por canciones tan profundas como esta Out of the Darkness.
Here in the dark, a dusty light is fading. The lonely night of waiting is passing the point and missing the mark. Either light or love will fade away. Either light or love will fade away. Shade.
mist is lifting and the sands of time are slowly shifting to the glass where the
En el 77, Crosby, Stills and Nash graban CSN llegando al número 2 de las listas de ventas, vendiendo 4 millones de copias. Además, crean temas tan personales como ese Just a Song Before I Go. En el 83, Neil Young le promete a Crosby que volverá a tocar en Crosby, Stills and Nash cuando Crosby solucione sus problemas con las drogas, cosa que hace y en el 88 graban American Dream. Durante los 80 y principios de los 90, David Crosby colabora con varios artistas, incluyendo Phil Collins, por ejemplo, poniendo la voz de respaldo en la clásica Another Day in Paradise en el 89.
there's somewhere you can tell me. He walks on, doesn't look back. He pretends he can't hear her. Starts to whistle as he crosses the street. Seems embarrassed to be there.
Oh, think twice, 'cause it's another day for you and me in paradise. Oh, think twice, 'cause it's another day for
a gull blown inland on a stormy day, lost in round one, spitting out pieces of his teeth, lost in a Paris graveyard. own wreath. And I have seen that movie, and it wasn't like that. He was mad and lonely, blind as a bat, to the bridge and the falling tree, too deaf to hear his own song. You see, get to there, we may never know how they got that far, or what made them go, but it flown from his homeland. You could see
dream.
En el 96, David Crosby crea Crosby, Pepper & Raymond y 2 años después graban Life at Cuesta College, que incluye S. Morrison, donde rinden homenaje a Jim Morrison, el cantante de The Doors. A partir del 98, Crosby y Nash vuelven a grabar y en 2004 lanzan su último álbum de estudio, que incluye este tranquilo Lay Me Down.
Driving out through the windmills, and some of them were still. Sometimes it's hard to catch the wind and bend it to your will. Even though it's hard to know just how the story ends. The road is long and it takes its time, on that you can depend. Lay me down in the river and wash this place away. Break me down like sand from a stone. Maybe I'll be whole again one day. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again. Somewhere between heaven and hell, a soul knows where it's been. I want to feel my spirit lifted up and catch my breath again. Lay me down in river and wash this place away. Break me down like sand from a stone. Maybe I'll be whole again one day. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again. Lay me down. Lay me down. Maybe I'll be whole again one day.
Y para acabar este Blues en las Ondas especial David Crosby, segunda parte, en 2022 lanza su último disco, Life at the Capitol Theater, que incluye este idílico 1974. Y es que David Crosby, un artista que definió los años 70, murió el 18 de enero de 2023 en Santa Inés, California. Si bien David Crosby fue incluido 2 veces en el Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, una como miembro de The Byrds y otra como miembro de Crosby, Stills & Nash. En el 69 ganaron un Grammy al grupo Revelación. 3 de sus canciones fueron incluidas en el Grammy Hall of Fame y 4 más lo hicieron como miembro de The Byrds. Thank you.
you don't like the story you're in, well then pick up your pen and write it again. Listen, the voices you see are singing out in the street, crying out, come there with me.
Let your love
gone.
Travel.